My Charisma Shop is your source for Spirit-filled books, Bibles, and devotionals. Our store will help you find the books and resources that you need to be the best you that God has purposed for you to be. Visit MyCharismaShop.com to see the full catalog of content to help you live your life by God's divine design and take advantage of these great deals today. This is John Matarazzo with Charisma News, and I am here with Dr. Ray Self of the International College of Ministry, and he's one of our Charisma podcasters as well with Self Talk. And he's got an incredible story of how God healed him from a type of a disease that you've probably seen some telethons about. But Dr. Ray, I want to let you tell this story of how God used this and has really brought healing into your life.
Thank you, John. I'm glad to be here. Well, I'd love to tell the story just to give God glory. I actually didn't talk about it for a long time because I didn't want to bring it up. I refused to receive it. But some years ago, when I was a young man around 18 years old, I was playing basketball, and I broke my left foot. A year later, when I was playing basketball again, I broke my right foot. A year later, I was playing basketball, and I broke my left foot again. And then I was playing, I think, another sport. I forgot what I think it was, football. And I pulled all the ligaments out of my ankle. So I had four really horrible foot injuries. So I ended up at a specialist, and he looked at me and he said, "Well, Ray, do you know why you keep having these injuries?" And I said, "I have no idea." And he said, "Well, you have Charcot Marie Tooth disease." And I said, "Say what? Could you please spell that?" And he said, "Charcot Marie Tooth disease." I said, "Well, what is Charcot Marie Tooth?" He said, "It's muscular dystrophy." It's a form of muscular dystrophy that affects the lower legs and the feet and the hands. And I said, "I've never heard of it." And you know, of course, in the years since, I've looked it up, and it's actually out there.
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, what's going to happen?" He said, "Well, your legs will slowly deteriorate. Your nerves and your muscles will deteriorate. And you eventually will be crippled. You'll never walk again." Mm. And I said, Well, what do I do? He said, "Well, it's incurable." I said, "Was there anything we could do?" He said, "Well, we might could do reconstructive surgery, but that would help for a period of time. But you're going to be in a wheelchair."
Wow.
And I was just, you know, obviously devastated. Yeah. But also in my spirit, I was kept thinking, "No, I'm not going to receive this." It wasn't denial. It was just something in my spirit that's going, "I will not receive this diagnosis." Mm-hmm. And so I go to the church, and I just do the classic, "Hey, guys, I've been diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. I need you to lay hands on me, anoint my feet with oil." The elders of the church did it. That's been, I guess, 35, 37 years ago. Since that time, I've been a jogger. I've played basketball again. I played tennis. I've never stopped moving. They said I would never walk again, but God. I say, but God had another plan. And we live and have a miracle.
Amen. Amen. So not only did God heal you from that condition, that disease, but he used a diagnosis of that to save you from going to Vietnam.
That's true. And, you know, I looked up the disease. I've seen pictures of people with the disease. I've actually met people with the disease. And everybody I've met with this are actually in a wheelchair or they have braces. One little benefit of it, this was when I first began to break my feet because of this disease, I was drafted and was going to be sent to Vietnam. This was during the Vietnam War. And the Army doctors saw my x-rays and said, "No, you're not going anywhere." And thank you, Jesus. I did not want to go to Vietnam. Back then, it was, you know, a pretty bad thing. But it's a miracle of God. They said I would never walk again. They said I had muscular dystrophy. Mm-hmm. And I've been walking ever since, and running, and jogging, and whatever, jumping up and down, you name it.
That's pretty amazing. So God is really going to turn all things around for good for those that love him and are called according to his purposes. You mentioned earlier, before we started recording here, that you had an interesting healing testimony that you were kind of next to the person that God was using and at a revival service. And so I'd like to incorporate this story as well.
Well, in the very beginning of my relationship with my wife, and we were actually had just begun our relationship, and my wife had not really experienced some of the things that I have experienced with the Holy Spirit. So I'm doing a revival in Vero Beach, Florida, at this African American church, and it was just incredible. I mean, it was televised and everything, and it was loud, it was rowdy, it was just a lot of stuff going on, and got TV cameras and all this kind of stuff. So at the end of one of the services, a lady came up for prayer, you know, for me to pray for her. I said, "What's wrong?" She had this terrible pain in her chest. And so I'm thinking, well, I can't lay hands on her. So my wife-to-be was sitting out in the audience, Christy, and Christy is a servant. She doesn't like to be worked up front. You know, she likes to be kind of behind the scenes, and this whole thing was kind of new to her. And so I said, "Christy, come here," in front of the TV camera. So I said, "Christy, come here." So she kind of shyly walked up front, like, "What do you want?" I mean, I hear her thinking out loud, "Why are you doing this to me? You want me to come up in front of the whole church on TV and everything?" I said, "Christy, just put your hand on this lady's chest and pray for her." She said, "Do what?" "Just put your hand on her chest and pray for her." She says, "Well, okay." And so I'm doing something else up at the altar, and Christy begins to pray, and all of a sudden Christy goes, Ray, come here. I said, "What is it, Christy? What is it?" She says, "There's like fire coming out of my hand. It's just my hand's on fire. It's like I feel fire coming out of my hand." I said, "That's good." She said, "That's good? Yeah, Christy, that's good. Just keep on." She says, okay. And so she prayed, and the lady was 100% healed. All pain left this lady's body. And completely healed. And my wife's to be, and she's my wife to be, her eyes were like the size of saucers, you know. It was just a great moment. I loved it.
Yeah. So I love that story because God used somebody that wasn't expecting to be able to be used by this way and didn't really have as much of a context for moves of the Spirit or healing that way that you did. But she was just obedient to what God was saying through you, to just put your hand on her and pray for her, and God showed up and God moved. Dr. Ray, thank you so much for sharing your testimony of how God has used you and you've seen the miraculous happen.